is from Amber, and it's by Faust. This is Mirror Dance. So that was the mirror dance. Glad we got it to work. All right. Good morning and welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. My name is Renee Deschard and my pronouns are she, her, hers. I've been a member for not very many years and I'm program chair and I'm the newsletter editor and I'm the chair of the search committee and I'm on the design committee. I think that's it. I probably want to be on some other committees, but I'm stopping where I'm at. So that's where I've stopped. Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and open-minded congregation. We welcome people of every ethnic and religious background, whatever your color, sexual orientation, family structure, age, or abilities. During our virtual coffee hour at the end of the service, we will invite visitors, guests, and returning friends to introduce yourselves that we can get to know you better. We will also have a joys and concerns during that time. There's a few announcements in the order of service. I'm just going to briefly mention them. The first is we have a new sharing partner. So it's the Allied Wellness Center. So that serves the neighborhood of Dunn's Marsh, where Prairie is located, and also Allied. And I think there's one other nearby neighborhood it serves as well. So you can click on the link in the order of service and it takes you to the offering page for Prairie. And then we have virtual Dungeons and Dragons every week. The Monday is the beginner group at 4:30 p.m. The advanced group is on Fridays at 4:30 p.m. And then Wednesdays we have Wednesday Fun Night. We do all kinds of fun things like virtual hide and seek, which is a big hit with the kids, and Lego building and all kinds of things. And if you want to see a baby, that's your chance to see one because Audrey's normally on that for at least a little chunk of it. She's awake during that time. So unlike now, and I think those are about all of our announcements. Today we're going to have Evan Creed and family do the chalice lighting. You're welcome to do your own chalice lighting. I'm going to, actually, I think Evan already unmuted himself, so I'm going to let them, they're getting all their stuff their stuff ready. It looks like they're assembling.
All right. So, hi, everyone. The response is we like this chalice. For every time we make a mistake and we decide to start again.
We like this chalice.
For every time we are lonely and we let someone be our friend.
We like this chalice.
For every time we are disappointed and we choose to hope.
We like this chalice.
Wow, thank you. That was really, really awesome. Thank you so much. That was really nice. I love you have a real candle as well. I'll light mine, my disco one. Here's our disco LED one. So next is the silent meditation. I'm going to share my screen again, and I will show you the video we have that John Wonderland made. And of course, this needs to go down at the bottom. So I can put it down there. There we go. Here's the prairie chimes. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Next up, we have the story for all ages, which is called Apple Pie 4th of July by Janet S. Wong. Pictures are by Margaret Chodas Irvine. And the person reading it does a really nice job, so I'm just going to let them go ahead and read it.
Books. 7 days a week, 52 weeks, 364 days a year. And 365 in a leap year. Our store is open. Christmas is the only day we close. Even on Thanksgiving, we open the store. Even on New Year's Day. Even today, the 4th of July. I hear the parade coming this way. Boom, boom, boom. I smell the apple pie in Laura's oven upstairs and chow mein in our kitchen. Chow mein? Chinese food on the 4th of July? No one wants Chinese food on the 4th of July, I say. Fireworks are Chinese, Father says, and hands me a pan full of sweet and sour pork. I hear the parade. Boom, boom, boom. I hear the parade passing by. Noon, and customers come for soda and potato chips. 1 o'clock, and they buy ice cream. 2 o'clock, the egg rolls are getting hard. 3 o'clock, ice and matches. 4 o'clock, and the noodles feel like shoelaces. No one wants Chinese food on the 4th of July, I say. Mother piles noodles on my plate. My parents do not understand all American things. They were not born here. Even though my father has lived here since he was 12, even though my mother loves apple pie, I cannot expect them to know Americans do not eat Chinese food on the 4th of July. So I straighten the milk and the videos and sample a few new candy bars until 5 o'clock. When two hungry customers walk inside for some Chinese food to go. I tell them no one came, so we ate it all up ourselves. But they smell food in the kitchen now. And mother walks through the swinging door holding a tray of chicken chow mein. And father follows her step for step with a brand new pan of sweet and sour pork. and 3 more people get in line. 11 more at 6 o'clock, 9 at 7, 12 by 8. More and more and more and more. Until it's time to close the store. Time to climb to our rooftop chairs way up high beyond the crowd, where we sit and watch the fireworks show. And eat our apple pie.
Thanks for reading with Happy Court Faded.
Oh, hold on. Here we go. All right. So I didn't see any fireworks, but I sure heard fireworks. Like, I'm sure a lot of you did. I heard them all night and into the morning. So lots of people were having fun. So what we're going to do first is we're doing our talent show, and it looks like there's 19 computers, but there's more people. So it's probably going to be about a minute each. So if you can keep it to about a minute, that would be great. We're going to go ahead and have kiddos first. And if you have a kiddo, if you can like raise your hand either in the participant little box, or if you can raise your hand in the video. Audrey, I was going to show you because she just started really walking, and I was going to show you her walking across the floor. Unfortunately, she was tired, and now she's napping, and she'll nap the whole service and in the whole coffee hour. She won't wake up until like noon. So you can just imagine a baby toddler toddling around. That was hers. Let's see. Do we have anyone that has kids? Otherwise, our kid is coming down the stairs and she's going to show a talent. Oh, Evan, I see you. I think you can just go ahead and unmute yourself.
Yep. Great. So tell them what you're going to do.
You're recording.
I'm going to show you guys my cartwheels.
It's okay.
Oh, ask if we can come back to her.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can we come back to her?
Sure. That's fine. Is she coming down? Yep. All right. Ours is coming down the stairs right now. Yes, I know you. You're coming down. Are you? The grand entrance here. Okay. Okay, you want to show your talent? Come here. Come show your talent. Oh, wait. Hold on. Pause. Okay. So since I'm the presider, I'm going to go first, and then I get it out of the way. So that's how that's going to go. So I'm going to try and put the computer farther back. And, maybe one person before we wants to go, because I have to, like, set stuff up. So does anyone want to raise their hand virtually or on the participants thing, and I'll have someone else go first, and then I can. I think Rachel's going. Do you want to just unmute yourself? So you can just, everyone can unmute themselves. Oh, Rachel's going somewhere and she's coming back. Okay, you have to unmute yourself though, Rachel. We can't hear you. Press the unmute button.
This is Martin's talent. Go, Martin.
These are a bunch of vegetables.
You want to explain what they are?
Okay. Who knows what this is?
Some people do.
Yeah, this is kohlrabi. It's a nice size one. There.
Yes.
We'll see if it still tastes good. These are
tiny
yellow zucchinis that are the first ones, which usually sort of shrivel up, but I picked them anyway. And we've got, this is sprouting broccoli. You can see the little broccoli in there. Anyway, they just keep coming. It's not like one head. It just keeps going all season. I have a bunch of kale And this is actually some sprouting broccoli leaves, which we eat as well. And then I also have a talent for getting in trouble. So this is my hand, because I was picking wild black raspberries and a wasp bit me. And I respond by getting softball-sized lumps. So hopefully I'll still be able to use my hand with the next few days here.
And then can I show one of my little talents? So this is part of the 2 quarts of black raspberries that we picked yesterday. And this is some of what we did with them. This is supposed to be lemon poppy seed, except we didn't have any poppy seeds. So it's lemon chia seed, raspberry bread, and this is banana raspberry cake. And we gave some to some of our neighbors, and I got a phone call this morning saying how delicious they were. So there's testimony. Okay. Those are our talents for the day.
Nice. Awesome. Then when you're done, if you can just move. Perfect. Thank you. You two got it. We're pros now. Perry, you're pros, except for the tech issues with music. That's normal. Okay, now I'm ready to go. So I'm going to play music, but you might not hear it very loudly because I can't play it through the computer because I'm not going to share my screen. Otherwise, you won't see me. So as most of you know, if you were at the retreat or if you bid on it, and now it's been postponed like 2 years. I have been doing belly dancing since 2004, a long time. It's been a long time. I did dance since the age of 5, like tap, jazz, ballet, and all that stuff. But I really enjoy this. So I teased it, that I'm going to dance with the sword. So this is a song called Renegades. And it does not mean like renegades as in people who aren't wearing masks or anything like that. It actually kind of meant renegades more when a certain person was elected. And that we have to like be the pioneers and like challenge and that kind of a thing. But it doesn't mean like don't wear a mask or anything like that. Okay, so I'm hoping people can see. I have to play the song first. I'm going to move my computer a little bit too. All right. Whoops. Hold on. Here we go. Okay. All right. I'm move my chair and we're going to hope that I don't hit the ceiling of the, our basement ceiling isn't that tall, so. All right, hopefully people can see. Oh, I'm going to turn the sound up too so I can hear the sound really well. Okay. All right, I'm not going to do the whole song because that was more than a minute. Anyway, that's that. That's some of the dancing. At some point when we get to go back in person, some of you bought the class. So we'll get to do it, but it's probably going to be a while because you do exhale when you're dancing. So that's probably going to be something that's going to have to wait. All right. Like out of breath now. All right. Who raised your hand? I know Steve has something to do. Do you want to go ahead, Steve? And you can share your screen because I made you a co-host. So,
okay. Let's see. Share screen.
Yep.
Screen.
Thanks, Morris.
Yeah, let me think about this. Screen 2. Maybe I can share a screen 2. And then just a second.
Yep, I see it. I see you bringing up a.
Yeah, hold on a second.
A movie.
Gotta move it. So this is going to be some highlights from my YouTube video of things that I've created in video games. Can you all see?
Yes.
And if I do this, can you hear a little bit? Yeah? Okay. All right, here we go. Okay. Thank you. That's it. Do I have to unshare my screen now? I don't know what I'm doing.
Stop share.
Yay, that was great. Steve,
okay.
The music kind of seemed to come in and out a little bit. I heard like snippets of it. But we saw all the stuff that you showed. And you showed the difference between like the internet and then like yours. And yours looked much nicer. So
really?
Yeah. It did.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you have anything else? Either
That's
of
it.
You?
That okay. was one that was we 1 minute.
Great. All right, thank you. And then you can just go ahead and mute yourself again. Okay. Other hands raised. Kathy's phone is raised, but Kathy, you don't have your video on yet. So I know Barb. Oh wait, Kathy got her video on. Okay. All right, we're gonna go to Kathy next.
Okay. You want to do yours? Okay. I was just going to show some of my more recent artwork. Primarily watercolor. Are you seeing it? Can you see it, Renee?
Yeah, I mean, now I see your head, so just make sure you... Yeah, there you go. Yep, now I can see it. Mm-hmm. There's a cat. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We see them. They look great. They're beautiful. Yeah, just pause longer so we can... There we go.
And this is more recent. This is just this week, plein air, painting outdoors at Oldbrook.
Point it down a little. Point your... There we go. Perfect.
And my other completion in the quarantine, this is my more recent scarf, which mimics a butterfly.
Oh, lovely.
It keeps going.
Oh, that's
beautiful. Then, let me see yours. This is Randy's. He's having me say it, but Randy's been doing meditation mandalas. So he makes a lot of them, so I've decided to get him to make it into a craft. So he's been doing greeting cards. So here's some of his cards.
Oh, nice. What is your note say?
Beautiful scarf.
Well, those are all hand-drawn using compasses and rulers and things. So that's our brief but spectacular quarantine.
Those are great. Those are beautiful. Thank you, Randy and Kathy. Those are really nice. Thank you. All right. So the next one, as we said, was Ron and Barb Fry. I made you two co-hosts. So since you're co-hosts, you should be able to share your screen if you wanted to show the pictures from your screen. So
here we go to share a screen.
Yep. You go to share a screen and then select, like, I just select, I don't know, the default one, which is like whole screen or something. Yep. I see. Looks like, oh I see a baby.
So most of this stuff is my photography, but Ron became a grandpa this morning.
Congrats.
That's my daughter, Anna, and they are up in Minneapolis. That's Arthur James.
And I didn't take that picture.
That's okay. It's permitted. Oh, congrats.
So this is across from Indian Lake. It's called Halfway or Midway Prairie, something like that. And there's some torn down buildings that I found very artistically interesting. Downtown Madison with things reflected in the window of the building. This is a different time of year, frosty little leaves. And another one from that prairie across from Indian Lake. I really recommend people go there and take a walk. It's really pretty. And one of my sunrises, Kathy and I were in awe at some of the sunrises when we went together, and it's often awe-striking. And some pretty fluffy clouds. And I think we're done.
Those are beautiful. Thank you. Everyone's clapping.
Thank you. Thank you.
Those are really nice. Thank you. All right. I saw another virtual hand. Let me go back to gallery. There's another. I think the Evan Creed has a virtual hand. Do you want to unmute yourself?
All right. So Aurora's going to show my quarantine talent, how I've been using my creativity.
She makes math.
So show off the variety. So whose is this? Hold this up.
Daddy.
Wow.
Because Vikings is his favorite.
Whose is this?
This, I don't know who.
This is Mommy's.
That's Mommy's.
You're pretty petite.
And this is Liam's. It's double-sided.
It's double-sided, yeah.
And this is mine.
Ooh.
And a birdie side. I like the pink side better, though. Mm-hmm.
So then also, if anybody needs any, let me know, because I've been sewing very many in different types of fabric.
Like 100.
Like 100.
Wow. Thank you so much for showing those. Were awesome. Very crafty. I am not crafty at all. That is great. Thank you so much. All right. So let's see other virtual hands or in your camera. I see the Wonderlands. There, you're unmuted.
Yep, we got it. So Nancy and I have both been doing some music collaborations through a couple of different apps. I guess we both used Acapella, didn't we? So we're going to share those here for you.
Right, because most of you know I play the flute, and my flute club is not able to meet at all, of course. But we wanted to do something for the Make Music Day in June, and so the flute club put out a series of videos. So this is one that I did with some other people using a cappella, and I think you'll recognize the song. So.
That's
okay. And I've got I ended up hooking up with an old college classmate of mine who also plays French horn, and we did a French horn duet that I'm going to share now. Actually, I'm going to start part way in. There we go. I guess I'm still sharing. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Great. Thank you.
That's it for us.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much. Both of yours were great. So many talented people. All right. Who else wants to raise a virtual hand? Or I see Mary Mullen. All right, Mary, you can just unmute yourself. You should just be able to unmute you because you're a co-host.
Mommy, did you grab a...
And then I'm going to show a few photographs. I'm going to try sharing my screen. Okay, can you all see, can you see it?
Yes, we can see thing? I can see your screen right here.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm showing mostly photos that I've taken that relate to the community garden. And this is my garden about in the middle of June before it started looking as wild as it does right now. And I use a lot of mulch. I take pictures of people in the garden. And this is our friend Mariana, who had a cucumber already pretty early in June. And she's showing it off. And that's her garden behind her. One of the things that... we do as a community garden is we can get free plants, and we got it from the Badger Rock School because they're an environmental school. They have a greenhouse, and they have many, many, many plants to give away to community gardeners. And so I got a bunch of our gardeners to come down with our wheelbarrows and wheelbarrow up these free plants. And you can see it's really a family thing. The man on the left here is... Antonio Hernandez and his three kids, and this is Josefina Montes, and I don't know this woman's name, but I think maybe these are two of her kids, and so they helped. I used to just take these up one by one, but it's really, you know, all by myself, but this was much better. A couple of years ago, I got some spiderwort seeds at a garden summit, and I planted them in a milk jug and overwintered them outside like you're supposed to. And a bunch of them came up. And then in the spring, I planted them, and they are all blooming. They're about, well, they're practically head high. And they're like the ones at Prairie. They're on the edge of my garden. And... I sometimes say I grow a garden to take pictures, and this is a picture of a flower in my garden, and I don't know if you can all guess what it is, but it's a potato blossom, and I thought it was quite an amazing little flower. This is at home. It's one of our bee balm before it, well, as it was just getting ready to bloom, and I liked how this one I really got in focus with all the little hairs along the edge of the blossoms. And this one, we have a big rabbit problem in our garden, but we were coming up to the garden one day, and often these rabbits are just sitting in the lawn there. And I took this picture of this rabbit in repose. And it's very calming to me, even though the rabbits are eating my garden. They even chop off my peas that are about 5 feet high. They chop them off at the bottom because they just want to do that. And this was last night's moon through leaves in our tree leaves in our yard. And I thought it looked like somebody looking down on all the fireworks that happened until about 3 a.m. this morning. So that's my... talent, I guess, taking pictures, enjoying my garden and taking my pictures.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much. Awesome. Yay. Everyone's clapping. Yay. All right. Who else wants to raise a hand? Oh, I see Barb Park. You can go ahead and unmute yourself, Barb, and then you two can go.
Okay. I've been doing some knitting, not a lot. And one of the things I've been working on is a climate scarf. So what you do is you find the high temperature for the day, and then I just do two rows of that color that coordinates with the temperature. So I've got this little graph or little thing that has the temperature written and then which color I'm going to use. They weren't exactly the colors I would have picked, but I was using leftover yarn, and it was after we were locked down, so I couldn't exactly go out and buy any. So it's I'll probably do another one next year that's the colors are a little more representative of the temperature. But oh well.
Can you show the yarn? Can you show the whole thing again?
Sure.
Looks like it's getting hotter.
Yeah, so it's, the pink is I should have used the red for 80 to 90, but I didn't have that much red. So I think I didn't have the pink at the time that one of my friends gave that to me. So the pink is the 80 to 90. So you can see there's a lot of that. And then for above 90, I decided to use black for above 90 and below zero. So there's just the one stripe of 90 so far.
So. I think that's more interesting, given you're in Wisconsin. It might be boring in some other states.
Right. Well, it does get a little boring here. It's a lot more interesting down at this end when the temperatures were changing more rapidly.
Yeah. But, well, you'll be back around there.
Yeah, I will eventually. So that's been a lot of fun to do. I do two rows every night, depending. I have to listen to the news.
Was that your idea?
No, there's been lots of ideas like that on the internet or. Bob wanted me to show this. It's one I made quite a while ago. It's a shawl that I wear when I'm conducting the grannies. So it's a rainbow shawl. Especially at the Pride Parade. It's very appreciated when we have the Pride Parade. But I use it in a lot of situations.
So. That's great. Thank you. Yay. Those are both awesome. All right. Other hands raised? Oh, I see Orange has one. Orange, go ahead and unmute yourself. There we go. You got it?
So, we've been spending a lot of time out in nature like other people. And one of the things that we enjoy doing is visiting the Chicago Botanic Gardens, which was closed until about a week ago. We managed to go on the 2 days before they opened to the public, which was great because there were very few people there. And whenever we go, Dean says it's his favorite place on earth. So I make him a calendar. And this is, actually, let me just take off my virtual.
I was going to say, you're disappearing. Your calendar is blending into your background. There we go.
this was last year's. I'll see if I can hold up some of the pictures.
Yeah.
And I enjoy manipulating them digitally sometimes. They have some wonderful indoor spaces if you've never been there, and then a big orchid show every year. And Olbrich Gardens has now reopened to a limited number of people. This is actually from Olbrich Gardens from one of their spring shows. And starting this week, Allen Centennial Gardens is going to be open by appointment only. And I'll just end with this one. They have a wonderful bonsai collection at the Chicago Botanic Gardens. And one of the things that I didn't realize is that all bonsai, as it's pronounced, trees have a little companion, which is kind of cute. And for Mother's Day a couple of years ago, the kids allowed me to sponsor a bonsai tree. It's not an orange tree, but the other thing that I do is, starting when my dad was ill, which was maybe 10 years ago, I started writing a letter with pictures, like a Christmas letter, every Monday, called the Monday letter. And I still do that. And so every week I need a few pictures for the Monday letter, and it keeps me in practice for my writing skills and also having something to tell our kids and my stepmother and whoever else actually reads the Monday letter. But it was a great way to keep in touch with my parents before they passed away.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That was great. Everyone's clapping. Everyone's so talented. All right. Other hands raised. I'm scanning pictures. Oh, I see Kate has one. You can go ahead and unmute yourself.
Ah, there we go.
Yep.
Got it. I've been doing a lot of crocheting for a while at the beginning. I was making dish scrubbies, and I have tons and tons of them. The other thing I was doing is I have a pattern to make perfect spheres out of crochet that have become cat toys. So some of them are stuffed with catnip and have bells on them for Peanut, my quarantine kitty. And the other thing that, like everybody else, mask making. So also, if people are interested and need masks, I am happy to make masks for people if you need them. So let me know. And I love the variety of fabric that Johanna was showing. But because I have a lot of leftover fabric from when my kids were little and I was doing some quilting, a lot of my fabric is a little bit more kid-oriented. Like I have ballet shoes and frogs and but that's what I've been up to during the quarantine.
Awesome. So if I need some dish scrubbies, do I need to just stop by your porch sometime and pick some up or what?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can donate money to a cause or something maybe in your name. That's great. Thank you. Those are all awesome. Multiple things. Yay. All right. I'm looking for other hands raised. I'm scanning the crowd to see. I know some people have talents that aren't as easy to like share.
Disa has her hand up.
Oh, Disa. Where is Disa? There you are. All right, Disa, go ahead and unmute yourself. What? No?
Oh,
here we go. Now you're unmuted. I got it.
Okay. During the quarantine time, I was busy trying to make videos for the kids at the elementary school, and some of them, there were different things. Some of them were me reading a book, and some were me explaining how to do an art project, and I don't know if I can share my screen, but...
Here, I can make you a co-host. Hold on. I just have to make you it's one of our security things, so I'll make you a co-host. And then now you should be able to click on the share screen. It's usually on the bottom of your computer.
Okay, well, just let me get up. Let's see.
If there's video, be sure to click on the share computer audio on the bottom of the share screen.
Share computer audio.
Is it a video you're sharing or images?
It would be a video from YouTube.
So, okay, yes. Yeah, then there's a little checkbox that says, like, share computer audio, and you'll want to check that.
Okay, let's see. Where is that?
Normally, when you hit the share screen button, it's like a little possible okay,
share
checkbox.
Share computer sound.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that's so, it.
Let me see if I can get this on. Oh. Ah! How do I get rid of that? Okay, I'll play a minute of my favorite one.
So you haven't shared your screen yet, though, so we don't
see. I did push the button, share screen.
There's a share, then another window pops up that says, like, what do you want to share? And you have to click, like, desktop or application and say, like, okay or something.
Okay.
Oh, Crosby, wait a minute.
I hear it.
Oh, you do? Oh, shoot. Then how do I share it?
You have to share your screen. If you can also try stopping the share and restarting it, too.
Okay.
The tricky part with Zoom, which people have probably noticed, especially if you share screens, is multiple windows come up on your computer.
Yeah.
And so you have to be able to navigate between the different windows, and it can get pretty tricky to see the windows. Yeah, that's the hard part.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm lost here.
Well, you could
If you send me like the link to the video, we could also, you know, or you could put it on like email it out to views or news too, and we can get it to work.
Okay, let's see where. Okay, so can you tell? I'm playing it here for myself. So what do I need to do next?
So are you in the Zoom window? Like the Zoom, the big Zoom thing with all of our faces and everything, you have to bring that up.
I can see three different screens. So I can see you and me pointing, and I can see my screen for the YouTube video, and I can see this other white screen.
I don't think you need the white screen. I think you need the one where you see the two of us, and then that's where you have to do the share.
Okay. I did punch the share screen.
And then another window will pop up generally that says, like, what do you want to share? And you have to click on it and then.
Oh, okay. Try that.
There. Now it's working. Now we see. We have persevered. We see it. So now if you play it, we'll see it.
So it comes out the speaker. Since there's no batteries and no place to plug it in, you have to crank it up. It takes about 50 crankings.
Is it an old LP player?
Right.
Video not approved for Madison.
Okay, maybe that's, I think I've taken up my minute here, but that's what I was doing.
Cool. How did you get that? Like, what is that? Where did you get this from?
The 78 speed record player was my grandmother's, and it's portable. And then I got a collection of my father's 78 records, and I had to clean them off carefully. So I still have some of those that I haven't cleaned off yet. But I thought that was a cool song, and I enjoy listening to it, so I thought I'd share it.
Thank you. That was awesome. Can you press stop share?
Okay, let's see. Where would that be? Oops. Okay, how do I get back to Zoom?
Well, this is the tricky thing. So you have this whole window, and it's probably in a totally different window. So it's probably like I would maybe minimize this whole browser window. Okay. And it's probably at the bottom. But I think I might be able to withdraw the permission as well, and that might work.
Oh, that worked.
Oh, there we go.
I got it.
Okay.
All right, it's almost time. Did anyone else have a last talent that you wanted to show? Or I'm going to show the last part, which is a Hamilton compilation that I found online. I thought it was 4th of July weekend. Okay, I don't see any others. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm gonna stop the recording.